Investing involves risk, including the loss of principal. No investment strategy can guarantee a profit or protect against loss in periods of declining values. Any references to protection benefits or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investment products. Insurance and annuity product guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims-paying ability of the issuing insurance company. Our firm may be able to identify potential retirement income gaps and may introduce insurance products like annuities as a potential solution. Talk to your financial professional and your tax advisor about how Social Security benefits can fit into a complete retirement income strategy. Financial professionals are able to provide you with information but not guidance or advice related to Social Security benefits. Alan Becker is an investment advisor representative and insurance professional with Retirement Solutions Group. Retirement Solutions Group is an independent financial services firm that helps people create retirement strategies every day, using a variety of insurance and investment products to work toward meeting their specific goals. We are not permitted to offer, and no statement made during this show shall constitute tax or legal advice. You should talk to a qualified professional before making any decisions about your personal situation. We are not affiliated with the U.S. government or any governmental agency. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker and the Retirement News Network's Megan Mozak. Alan is the president and CEO of the Retirement Solutions Group. With more than 18 years of financial experience, Alan and his team will help preserve and maintain his clients' way of life and the legacy they leave behind. This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. So glad to have you with us for Retire Right with Alan Becker. And it's a pleasure to be with Alan each week. You know, on the show, we talk about all things retirement. And I want to start things off by giving you Alan's phone number, as I do each week. That way, if you have a question about something that pops up on our show today, or if you're ready to get serious about retirement and you want to set a visit with Alan, you can do that by dialing 913-685-9422. Again, that's 913-685-9422. Great website for you as well. Go to retirerightkc.com. Well, you know, if you've ever tried a tightrope, or if you're like me, you've taken up yoga, or even if you learned to ride a bike, okay, any of those things, you know that balance is everything, because without it, well, you're probably going to take a tumble. But in the world of retirement planning, there's a whole different kind of balance to think about, because during our working years, I think we all feel that push to save and to build the biggest nest egg possible. But as retirement gets closer, protecting that nest egg, well, it starts to become increasingly important, right? I think we've all felt that. So on our show today, we're going to explore this balancing act. And Alan, I know we've got to find the right balance between accumulation and protection, but boy, it can be so tempting to think that growth trumps everything.
Megan, yes, we are talking about retirement yoga, it sounds like, right? I was driving home the other day, and I looked over at Olathe Lake, and there was a bunch of people on, like, flat, I guess I want to call them, like, windboards doing yoga on the lake.
Oh, yes. Paddle boards. Yeah, that's hard.
That was crazy. I had to look twice to that one.
Yoga's hard enough on the solid ground.
Yeah, I've tried a couple times. Christy's been trying to get me to do it. My brother, who's 15 years older than me, he loves it. I hear it's great for the soul, but I have not gotten that bug yet. But when it comes to retirement, transitioning from the accumulation phase to that preservation phase of retirement, it's so difficult. It's like one of the hardest things to do. You spend 30, 40 years saving for retirement, and then all of a sudden you got to spend your money. And if you don't, by the time you're 70 and a half, they have forced distribution. So we really do need to discuss, and you need to be working with somebody that can assist you as you make that transfer from a accumulation mindset to a preservation mindset. So positioning your retirement assets to provide a comfortable level of income for as long as you need, it means developing a strategy that strikes the right balance between growth, protection, risk, and reward. So ask yourself these three questions. What's the right balance of power for your retirement plan? How well balanced are your nest egg and your retirement strategies today? And how do you get a strategy that protects your hard-earned nest egg and gives it room to grow without risk? These are the important questions that Meg and I are going to tackle and answer for you on today's show.
Big questions to answer. And, you know, Alan, this is a huge show. Just the subject matter, it's an important one. And I want to talk about that dynamic between growth and protection you were referring to. Why do you think we should talk about changing a strategy that's worked so well to grow our nest egg just because retirement is getting a bit closer now? I mean, why mess with a good thing?
You know, it all comes down to finding a balance between risk and reward and between growth and protection. And it all has to be appropriate to your stage in life. You know, when we're working, we have time on our side. Typically, we, you know, can afford a little more risk. But once we stop working or we dial it back and call ourselves retired, we get to a situation where every dollar has to work for us and count. And we can't afford the risk because we're not paying in on the backside. It's just making sure that we are minimizing our risk and staying cautious, but not too cautious. It goes both ways. You can be too conservative and you can be too aggressive. So we got to have the right balance.
Here's where that yoga comes back into play. Alan, getting that balance, right? And I want to talk about finding balance in a retirement strategy. What do you think are some of the things we can be doing right now just to make sure we're not being overly cautious or overly risky with our nest egg?
You know, Megan, I'm sitting here thinking, is so far, if the stock market has a correction and goes down, would that be a, you know, a downward dog?
Oh, ba-dum-bum.
Yeah, that was puntastic, wasn't it?
It was.
You know, it's important to realize that everyone's situation is going to be a little bit different. So what what's a balanced approach for one person might not be a balanced approach for another. That's where your financial advisor comes in and helps you to build that portfolio, that volatility-controlled portfolio, to your individual risk tolerance.
Okay, so when we're looking at trying to build that growth into a retirement strategy then, Alan, how do you go about doing that?
Well, Megan, with a retirement nest egg, you generally want certain assets to provide you the potential for growth. And when I say growth, I mean the ability to produce income in your nest egg in retirement. And that's just a matter of having the right stock mix or alternative investments, could be using annuities, CDs, any combination, bonds, but just making sure that you have the diversification within your portfolio that when one side of the market's down, another side is up. And hopefully what we're creating there is a balanced portfolio where what you're really fixing is the risk inside your portfolio and creating a portfolio that's going to give you that growth that you need in retirement, but not just be dormant or the money you're spending just forces it to go down at a rapid pace. You got to have room for inflation. You got to have growth in that portfolio. What we're talking about today is just so valuable. And I know that if I was listening to this, I'd want to know how to get in and get with a qualified financial planner and find out what my options are. So I want to make available for our next 10 callers our roundtable retirement review. This no cost, no obligation consultation, we're going to look at the big picture, talk about your needs, your wants, and your goals. And then based on that conversation, I'm going to provide you with a retirement income strategy that's developed based wholly on your individual circumstances. So pick up a pen, write down this phone number and give us a call immediately, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422. We are located at 435 in Medcalf here in Overland Park, Kansas. Love to have you out to the office, 913-685-9422.
And I want to tell you about Alan's ongoing dinner workshops. He holds these all throughout the year. Great restaurants at Joe's KC Barbecue, sometimes at 801 Chop House, Capitol Grill, really fantastic places. And what he does there is just has a frank conversation with you about his philosophy for generating retirement income. You get to know him, the team, and meet some other people in your own same position trying to get a plan for retirement. It's a great evening. You can find one near you and at a time that works for you at his website. And by the way, website's been completely revamped. Head over to retirerightkc.com. That's retirerightkc.com. On today's show, we're talking about striking the right balance between growth and protection in your nest egg. So, Alan, how do we build in some stock market-based investments into a balanced strategy? Is that possible?
Oh, yeah, it's possible. I'm not going to give you any stock tips today, but I'm going to share a few fundamentals of investing. So I'd really like you to consider looking at high-quality stocks that offer strong dividends. Those stocks should have a track record for solid, dependable growth. And remember, the goal here is consistency. What we do here at Retirement Solutions Group at RSG Investments is we utilize third-party money managers for a lot of our clients that really focus in on a volatility-controlled portfolio. And what I mean by this is just picture a speed limit. We want to find out how fast your portfolio is going. So let's say the S&P 500 is running at 78 miles an hour. Are you just following along with the S&P where if it drops 40 points like it did in 2008, you're just going to do that with it? Or are you a little more conservative than the S&P? Are you sitting back and if the S&P goes down 40 points, maybe you're only going to go down 10, 15, 20 points? If you don't go down as far, you don't have as much to make up. I look at it like the tortoise and the hare. We try really to be that tortoise. We want a conservative, consistent portfolio. We don't want the really high highs. We don't want the really low lows. We want a middle of the road, fundamental portfolio that is volatility controlled.
Alan, I know that stocks aren't the only way to position a nest egg for growth. Tell us about some other options.
Yeah, you know, one thing I like is using a fixed or fixed index annuity inside the portfolio to create another element into your retirement plan, kind of your own personalized pension, if you will, but also using them as a standalone vehicle for safety. So what I mean by that is there's annuities out there that track an index where you can get 45, 50% of the upside of the S&P and none of the downside. I don't know about you, but I would trade the downside of my money, the losses on it, for 50% of the upside. I think that's a pretty fair offering. And if you look at the S&P over the last 15 years, you'd still come up with over a 5% return on your money if you didn't have to overcome the downside. On the other side, there are annuities used for indexing that can be used also for income, and that can be an income generator inside your portfolio. Now, historically, annuities tend to pay 4 to 6%, but that doesn't mean you're always going to get those rates. It doesn't mean it's always going to be only 5 or 6. It doesn't mean it's always going to be at least 5 or 6. The idea of a diversified portfolio is you have a lot of options in there so that you can weather the storms, create income, not run out of money. And that's what we want to create in retirement is a real opportunity there.
Alan, we're talking about these alternative investments, just a way to try to position growth in our nest egg. Is this a topic that comes up at your dinner workshops, at your seminars?
Absolutely, Megan. What our workshops are is Retire Right Radio Live. The only thing missing is you. There's no co-host there. It's just me and a whiteboard, a few members of the staff. And I typically start by asking the audience what they want to hear about, what they came in for. We'll write those topics up on the board, and then we'll start going into our live session. So if somebody wants to bring up not outliving their money, Social Security, tax strategies or tax-efficient strategies, alternatives, real estate, we talk about a lot of ground at these workshops, and I find them very beneficial, and I think that from the feedback I get, that our listeners find them extremely beneficial as well. And I really encourage everybody listening to come out and attend one of our workshops in the near future. And they can do that by giving us a call at 913-685-9422. Tell the people on the other end of the line that you're interested in attending a workshop. They will let you know about the dates, or you can just go to our website and see what's available there as well. But either way, come out and see us. 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
As important as growing your assets is in the delicate balancing act called retirement, preserving those assets is equally crucial. Alan shows us where to find that protection coming up next.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Whether you're approaching retirement or already retired, transitioning into retirement can be a daunting thought. Where will you get income? What if the market drops? How should you take Social Security? Join the team from Retirement Solutions Group and RSG Investments for a discussion about these factors and more. All while Retirement Solutions Group treats you to a complimentary dinner at 801 Chop House in Leawood. You pick the date, 6 p.m. on Tuesday, September 12th or Thursday, September 14th at 801 Chop House in Leawood. Reservations are required, so call 913-685-9422 to reserve your seat today. That's 913-685-9422. Seating is limited, so call now to learn more about these events and how you can attend. Retirement Solutions Group, 913-685-9422 or online at RetireRightKC.com. Investment advisory services offered through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
This is Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.
Hi, Megan Mozak from the Retirement News Network. So glad to have you with us here for Retire Right with Alan Becker. And I want to give you Alan's phone number if you have any questions about today's show topic. If you'd like to talk with Alan or set up a visit with him, you can do that, 913-685-9422. His website, it's RetireRightKC.com. Again, that's RetireRightKC.com. You know, when it comes to your nest egg, who doesn't love to see some growth, right? But with growth comes this need for protection. After all, you want to preserve all the gains that you've made so you don't have to give it all back because of market dips or maybe because you had a financially draining health issue. So, Alan, how can we position our nest egg so it's less susceptible to some sharp downturns in the market?
Well, that's the multi-million dollar question in retirement, is to get through retirement without running out of money. So it's a lot of it has to do with positioning. But if we just keep doing the same thing that you've been doing for years, we may not always get the same results when we switch to being in the distribution part of life. And what I mean by that is when we're saving, we can adjust to the fluctuation. We're not actually taking money out on the dips. But when we get into retirement, we're actually living on that money. And it's almost like reverse amortization. This is a big part of our practice, is helping people to understand this. Because if you have $100,000 in the market and that $100,000 drops to $90,000 because there's a 10% correction in the market, but you have to live, so you take out $5,000 to live, you're starting back at $85,000 before you even have your money start working for yourself for the next year. And next year, you still need another $5,000. So it's not 5% of that $100,000. It becomes a much higher number, 8 or 9%. What we want to help you do in retirement is to position the funds, kind of like use a bucket approach, where certain dollars are used in certain positions, and we adjust the risk tolerance. And we don't just dilute the portfolio by throwing it into bonds. But a lot of us, that's what we're kind of used to. We look at our 401ks and they give us opportunity, such as a 60-40, an 80-20 plan, which basically means it's like a target date. So if we're going to retire in 10 years or 5 years, we need more money in bonds and less money in the market to control volatility. That's the typical way a 401k works. Well, when we're setting things up, we want to do it to your tolerance and set up that speed limit, make sure we understand how fast your portfolio is going, how fast you want to be going, and then set up the portfolio according to your tolerance. But even the money in the market should not be associated to all of your income needs. Typically, what we want to do is set aside your income, like it is in Social Security, like it is with your pensions. That's a set monthly income that you can depend on. A lot of our clients like to do that exact thing with some of their funds in the form of a fixed index annuity that creates income in retirement, so that they know they're getting a consistent paycheck each and every week or month or 6 months or annually, whatever interval they want in retirement, just as they did when they were working, so that they can stay in that comfort zone, if you will, where they're having money come in on a consistent basis. And then if we can guarantee that for the rest of their lives or their spouse's lives, then we have a situation where you're taken care of. So that's where we look at diversifying the portfolio in different buckets, using stock market, but also using insurance products. That comes back to that we are duly licensed financial planners, meaning we have an insurance license, life and health. We also have a Series 65 fiduciary license, which helps us to offer those securities. And that way, whether you want safety or you want risk or a balance of the two, you're here at Retirement Solutions Group, where we can take care of both. Very important differential to working with somebody that is both securities licensed and insurance licensed, so that you can get a true diversification and a true balance in your retirement dollars, something that's missing from many of the people out there, and something that we really like to help our clients with.
So, Alan, is there a way to diversify when it comes to taxes?
Tax-efficient planning is one of our core areas here at Retirement Solutions Group, one that we do not take lightly, and I think one that's a definite differentiator between us and a lot of the firms out there in Kansas City, because most of the firms don't address taxes. And what I mean by that is, especially the big box houses, it's just if you go to them and ask, how do I do tax planning, they're going to tell you to go talk to your CPA. And if you go to your CPA, they're most likely going to tell you, well, we don't do financial planning, and that you need to talk to them. So we are the financial planner that will address both issues. And I don't mean that we're giving tax advice. Be very clear about that. What I'm saying is we're looking at the tax efficiency of your investments, where you should withdraw from, and then looking at your tax bracket to make sure we're taking in consideration longevity, taxation, the tax brackets, and making sure that you're spending the appropriate amount of money and in the right way. So one of those ways that we'll utilize, or one of those tools we'll utilize in retirement, is a life insurance policy as an asset class. And this is something that shouldn't be overlooked. Most people don't know how to utilize this vehicle in this way, and it's something that we specialize in. So you can start moving money from the left hand, pay the taxes on it, move it over to the right hand in a tax-free vehicle in the form of a life insurance policy, so that if you pass away prematurely, there's this death benefit to cover your spouse. It's tax-free when they receive it. If your assets are under the $10.5 million that the threshold is currently for a couple in estate taxes. And then we can then take money out of that policy 5-10 years later in the form of tax-free withdrawals, because they're in the form of a loan which doesn't pay taxes. Therefore, we are looking at the tax efficiency and creating a tax efficient portfolio and a tax efficient plan, which really protects the surviving spouse. Because when you do lose a spouse, you also lose half the tax bracket, and you maintain the same income from your required minimum distributions or your IRAs, which is where a lot of people get in tax trouble. So yes, tax efficiency is extremely important, something we work with every day. And if you want a tax efficient portfolio, there's no time like the present to start looking to see if there can be some improvements made. And we'll do that at no cost, no obligation. Be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422. Let us put you through our roundtable retirement process and do that roundtable retirement review. This is our proprietary program that has no cost, no obligation, and it will address your individual and unique situation. So give me a call, 913-685-9422. That's 913-685-9422.
And we're glad to have you along with us here on the program today. I'd like to give you Alan's website. We've told you about his dinner workshops. You can get registered there online. Just go to RetireRightKC.com. That's RetireRightKC.com. You know, Alan, talking today about striking the right balance between growth and protection, a big fear these days is not having retirement income that lasts long enough. So is there a way to protect your income to ensure that it will last?
Absolutely. That's where that insurance license comes in. We buy insurance as a society to transfer risk, whether it's transferring the risk of a loss of a car, a house, a life. We do that. Why not transfer the market risk from your family and you shouldering all that to a multi-billion dollar insurance carrier with an A rating? That's what we do each and every day, is we help people to find the right balance of what monies they would want to guarantee to create that income. Do you want to guarantee that income and provide yourself with some peace of mind, if you will, by having consistent, reliable income for the rest of your life? Hence the title of my book, Return on Investment or Reliability of Income, The True Meaning of ROI in the Golden Years. It's that reliability of income, ROI, reliability of income, and we only can create that reliability with the use of a fixed or fixed index annuity that can guarantee an income stream. When I put on the investment hat, the Series 65, I can't guarantee anything. I can control volatility, but I can't guarantee anything. When I put on the insurance hat, I can utilize insurance products that transfer that risk over to them and can guarantee that income for the rest of your life and your spouse's life. And a lot of those policies do also have long-term care benefits at no cost and no underwriting built into the policy. There are others that's a rider that has a charge on the side. So again, we'll find the right vehicle for you. We'll inform you on how it works, go over it with you, and if you like the sound of it, then we can facilitate potentially moving your 401k or other assets into that annuity and generating you an income that you cannot outlive.
Alan, I would guess when it comes to annuities, the income guarantee is probably only as good as the insurance company that's offering it, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I agree 100%. That's why we really want to check the rating agencies such as AM Best, Moody's, Standard & Poor's, and make sure that we're using only top-rated insurance carriers. Sometimes you hear about a rate that sounds too good to be true. You might go check the ratings and find out that that might be a B-rated carrier. Sometimes lower-rated carriers have to have better offerings, or what seem to be better offerings, because their ratings are low to offset for that. But the more that they offer, especially in a low interest rate environment, that's the more strain they potentially put on that insurance carrier. So it's very important that you only use highly rated insurance carriers. And that's something as a fiduciary that we definitely explain and research for you.
What about maintaining a cash reserve? Because that's something that you talk about a lot, but does that give you some nest egg protection at all?
You know, cash reserves do a lot of things for you. One thing, I find that it's kind of goes with the whole happy wife, happy life. Having some cash on the side keeps mama happy, knowing that she can take care of the things that she needs to take care of and that nobody's going to touch that fund, and that if you get into a jam that you don't have to ask anybody to get your money or wait for some stocks to sell or annuities to pay out or withdrawal funds or anything like that. So yeah, you've got to have that emergency fund, but it also gives you other buying power. You know, if the market's down and you don't want to access some funds, you could use your emergency fund to get funds out while that bounces back up. I mean, I like to avoid that one just by having the right bucket approach, but not everybody is open to using annuities. Some people want to have all their money in the market and just have that volatility controlled. We just give you the options, show you the different situations and what to look out for, build a plan for you, and then manage and maintain and check back on that plan on a regular basis so that, inspect what you expect. That's what my mentor always told me. And that's kind of one of the building blocks of our financial plan, the Roundtable Retirement Process. So you build a plan and you check it consistently at specific intervals, life-changing events. Make sure you're on track. Tweak it. Do the things you need to do. And this is what we do each and every day for our fine client folks just like yourself. So give me a call at 913-685-9422. Let me put you into our Roundtable Retirement Process. This Roundtable Retirement Review is proprietary. It's at no cost, no obligation. Be one of the next 10 callers at 913-685-9422 to get on our calendar. Maybe you want to come to one of our workshops. Maybe you just want to come straight into the office and start rolling up your sleeves and getting to work on your situation. We will take care of you. Whatever it is you need, give us a call, 913-685-9422.
Well, your hard-earned retirement nest egg, it needs protecting now more than ever. Alan offers more ways to make preservation part of your retirement strategy. Up next.
You're listening to Retire Right with Alan Becker on the Retirement News Network.